Hello, and welcome to the Blade Runner Minute, our podcast where we talk about Blade Runner 1 minute at a time. I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
And today's minute is the 44th.
The 44th.
Minute. It starts with the Esper booting up. Mm-hmm. It ends with Deckard telling the Esper to stop. Mm-hmm. In a very forceful way.
Well, he told it a lot of things, right?
Yeah, and stops with him. Why? What is the train honking at out there?
Is it the train?
Is it? Yeah.
It could be the train, but it's usually the signal that there's another train, like to tell the other train they're coming.
Why don't we just move? Why are we living so close to a train?
Because we have the ocean right there.
Walk by the ocean. Sandra, what do you think about minute 44?
So there's this cool machine.
The Esper photo analyzer?
Yeah, it's a very cool machine.
Did you look it up?
I did, but I don't want to talk about it yet. I don't know. I got a thing in my brain. You can start talking about it, but I wasn't.
I didn't look it up. I don't know. I'm hungover. I don't know anything.
So you're usually hungover, and I usually have a sinus infection.
I'm not usually hungover.
I'm not normally this nasally. I have a sinus infection.
I've been known to enjoy a cocktail from time to time.
How many cocktails?
We were there from 1 to 8.
1 p.m., just so I'm
at the Schnitzel House. I believe we had 10 shots of whiskey and 10 beers each. That's not that bad.
That's 20 drinks.
They had a lunch special. I didn't know. For $8, you got shepherd's pie, you get cutlets. I had a salad. I had some veggies.
So you had shepherd's pie and cutlets?
Oh, yeah. And goulash? Goulash?
I thought you don't like goulash.
I had it there. It was really, really good.
How come when you're out with other people, you'll eat all sorts of things?
That's not true. Like, the other way isn't true, that I don't eat. Because you're implying that I don't eat adventurously with
like
you.
Like, eggplant parmesan, you won't eat. But when you're out in the world, you're like, I love eggplant parmesan.
Yeah, there is something about eggplant parmesan with me. It's got to be the right time, the right place, the right setting, the right people. Otherwise, I won't eat it.
You see an eggplant, then you duck and run away.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah, okay, can we get back to the minute?
I don't know.
Okay. So, we left off last minute with, on the screen, they had the, he put the picture up.
Right, it was just that grid.
He had the picture up of the grid, and it was just a blue grid, nothing else behind it. But now we see the room come up behind the grid, and
The
picture of the room, yeah. He starts asking for enhancements of different sections.
Yeah.
And I like it to be clear that as he's asking for enhancements of all these different sections, that I'm mucho impressed that he knows what each grid section is called.
Yeah.
Like the way chess players will know what the name of the square that they're moving their piece to for each move. And I'm really impressed by that. Yeah, on the screen. I don't know why it's that impressive to me, but it is. Quadrant 37B9A / whatever.
Enhanced 224 to 176.
Yeah, like, that he knows that. It was, like, impressive.
What is he talking
I'm just impressed
about?
That he memorized them at this point.
So, enhanced 224 to 176, I'm assuming 224 is the section on the picture, to 176 times larger.
The magnification, like,
okay.
It's impressive. It's impressive. I don't know.
What if he was wrong? What if he was like, no, stupid. I meant 224.
And the machine's making all these cool noises.
Yeah.
That really makes me want to hook up the ColecoVision.
I love those sound effects.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Yeah.
And then there's the sound of the picture being enhanced. That reminds me of those old carousels for slides that you would see. You've never actually had one in your life. But I've seen it in school where it's the round carousel and they have those square slides and you would put the slides in order and there'd be a projector. Sure. You've seen them in TV.
Sure.
It's a slide carousel.
Okay.
So the sound of them like clicking, click, 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 click. I can't do impersonations, so it's really hard for me.
I thought that was really good.
Click, 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 click.
I love it. The click, 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 click.
So I love those noises. I love the boopy beebies, like playing E.T. on ColecoVision. Worst game ever.
You missed the sound effect.
Which one?
The cork being popped out of the whiskey bottle.
Oh my God.
When Deckard sits down on that awesome couch, that awesome little chair.
I hate that chair.
With the light in the back?
First off, that chair looks like elephant skin.
No, you said that.
It looks like elephant skin. It's weird and glossy, and I can imagine sticking to it. And why is there a light built into it?
It is, man.
And it's not like high enough that it would be over your head to read with.
It's
like behind your neck.
It's
like,
right there,
I don't know what that is.
It's right there waiting to hit you in the back of the head when you sit down too hard.
What is that?
That's what that is.
Why, and you want that chair? That's weird. You can't have that chair.
I want two of them.
You got better put it on the balcony. But well, we get back to the Esper, but the rest of the room scene, you see that he has that bonsai tree in the corner, right? Off to the side.
Yeah.
But the Esper is really interesting.
Tell me about
it. So we have these pictures of the room, and he zooms in on a man sitting there.
On Roy's hand.
On Roy's hand, yeah. Arm. And it's like the party mansion invitation of the bicep with the fist.
From Always Sunny.
It's like, it's not a bicep. No, it's totally a bicep with an arm. You didn't get that? He's like, no, I thought it was. And I'm not going to say what he thought it was in the movie, in the show. But that's how Roy Batty is sitting.
The dick flyer.
And then he starts to pan away from it. And I don't know what makes him think to look at the sections he's looking at as it's on the screen. Like, what intuition is there that's telling him to move it to the right and zoom it on certain portions? Like, you can't really see anything. And then he moves to that open doorway, it looks like, to a mirror.
Yeah.
And behind the mirror, near the mirror, we see those what look like scales in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, an elbow. Yep. It looks like a feminine elbow. Can a feminine? I guess elbows look feminine, right?
Elbows could.
It's a smaller elbow. I'm not gonna say feminine. It's a smaller elbow.
My calves look feminine.
Well, they're smaller, skinnier legs. So I guess that's what it is, right? as he's watching it, he sits down on the floor and moves closer and closer to the screen.
Yeah.
I would like it to be really clear that as I was watching this scene, this minute, I moved myself closer to the TV so I could see more detail. And I thought it was funny that when I really looked at him, I was like, oh, look, we're doing the same thing. We mirrored each other. And I was like, yay, me and Harrison.
No, but you asked why is he going, where is he, how does he know where to look
on
the picture? I'm sure he's done this before. And he
knows I don't think he saw the elbow yet. That's later, right? This scene ended on just the wall and the door. Panning from Roy to the wall to the door. Sorry, guys. I messed up.
Oh, okay, okay. So he didn't see the scales yet?
Nothing yet.
Oh, okay, never mind.
He's just going from Roy. But how does he know to move? Because he moved away from Roy. I would have thought that he would have stayed close to Roy and, like, investigated more of that. But he really didn't stay on Roy that long at all.
Well, I think, when did he pick up the glasses? Like, two glasses he sees in the picture, right?
Oh, is that what made him notice? Over.
I think he sees a glass or two.
Okay, that's what I couldn't catch.
And then moves to the right, and then he keeps picking up little details here and there that lead him to a next detail and the next detail, and that leads him to what he sees at the end of the scene a couple minutes from now or a minute from
so
now.
So you didn't look up the Esper, though, right?
I didn't. As far as I know, they made it up for the movie.
They did make it up for the movie. Do you know? Did you see that it was called Esper? What made you say that?
Yeah, it says Esper on the.
It says it.
As a logo.
So I really did look it up. And I did some research on this fantastical piece of machinery that I'm really envious of. So the Esper machine is able to shift the viewer's point of view to see around the obstructions, and it has near infinite zooming. In the real world, we have like Pelham optic light field cameras that can do half of this kind of stuff. But what we sacrifice in zooming in, we lose resolution.
Right.
Here, it's able to keep that resolution. Because there's like a micro lens array in front of the sensors that makes those foreground obstructions limited. And it's able to move around, and it does it in this high resolution light field capture that does not exist world.
It turns into a 3D picture.
It does completely without losing resolution.
Right.
Well, it didn't look like 3D, obviously. It shows you what would be there. It's like reconstructing it based on the light that's coming in and around. It's able to figure out what the way the light is sitting on a certain thing and reconstruct what's around it based on the way the light hits something else without losing resolution. And I was like, mind blown, because there's nothing we have even close to that. Like, they said half of that, but really we can zoom in. We just can't. Every time we zoom, we lose resolution, and we can't particularly recreate fully unless there's like a shadow.
Right.
This is doing that with the opposite, with where the light is rather than where the light isn't. It's like it's using both. Does that make sense? You are really hungover.
Oh, me?
Is this just the Sandra podcast? Hi, and welcome to the Blade Runner Minute, and I'm your host, Sandra. I am joined here by Mr. Hungover, who won't really be speaking today. It'll just be me, but that's all right by us.
I like all the little details in his apartment. I think we talked about the light from outside. I think it's the blimp.
Oh, it's still shining in.
Creating that light that it keeps panning across. It doesn't have this consistent light. It just keeps swooshing around the room, and there's this phaser sound. It's like a I don't know if that's the sound of the cars passing by his window, or what the hell that sound is.
But I think it's the sound in your own head of your blood rushing around in there.
And is that a lamp over on the right when he sits down? It looks like a four-sided, and kind of expands up. It's like a square.
Yes, I think it's a lamp.
But it
blossoms. There's a big, that bonsai tree in the back is huge.
It looks like Blade Runner's version of the Eye of Sauron.
I can't keep a bonsai tree alive.
The lamp.
Can you keep a bonsai tree alive?
I don't know.
I haven't been able to. I've had like three.
I'm sure I can.
I don't know why they keep dying. It's probably your fault.
I like that RCA sign coming through his window.
RCA. Always RCA.
It reminds me when I know. I never noticed it, but I noticed it looking at this minute. And I was immediately reminded of Kramer eating the Kenny Rogers chicken. And he
had the with the bright red light. It's going into my brain.
He's rocking back and forth and the bright red light coming through his
with the buzz.
Kenny? Kenny!
With that buzz sound.
Yeah, yeah.
That buzz sound.
It's like which is similar to the scene. It's again another similarity with the scene because of that phasing sound, that phaser sound that's in the background of Deckard's place right now. And I don't know if it's the traffic or the buzzing of the lights or what the hell's going on. But it was it all reminded me of I thought the light was going to turn off and Deckard would be like, "Kenny."
Do you think the Esper machine is a whole thing or it's a component you add onto a monitor?
It looks like a what was it when you plugged the Coleco and the Atari together? What was it?
It was the module that you added different components.
It looks like different components.
Because like when you used to buy like an old Commodore 64, you could buy the monitor or you could hook it up to the TV because really the computer was just this keyboard looking thing that was really big, and then there was a separate disk drive
that
you would plug in as well.
Can I have some water?
Yes, and then there was a separate disk drive, and any component you added was an additional plug in, like the way we plugged in our microphone, the way we used to plug in a mouse.
Sure.
And all of those different things. So you think they all plug together onto a TV, or do you think it's like a separate monitor that's just for the Esper?
I think it's a separate monitor just for the Esper.
And you can upgrade it as you need with different components.
Component for your TV, if I'm understanding you right, yeah. Well, the Esper logo was on the bottom of the screen, wasn't it? Or was that a separate piece that was
connected? I didn't even notice the Esper logo, I can't comment.
It looked like the Vesper logo.
Vesper?
It looked like the Vesper logo without the V. You know the scooters?
You mean, Vespa?
No, I thought those were Vespers.
That's a church thing.
Really?
Yeah. A Vespa, you drive. A
Vesper. Look that up. I'm pretty sure they're Vespers. Otherwise, I'm going to have to cut this whole thing out.
No, because you should leave it.
That's going overboard.
You can blame it on your hangover.
Are they Vespas?
Yeah.
I thought they were Vespas, but I thought Vespa, I was wrong.
Vespa, motorcycle model family.
I thought we just pronounced it as Vespa because
we're Brooklyn?
Because of the Brooklyn accent.
No.
But it was actually...
And a Vesper is an evening prayer.
Okay, so they one the other they both exist.
There's though. Also a cocktail called a Vesper. But the Vesper is a evening prayer like the nuns do. Who go into Vespers.
A Bond girl. Vesper. And he named his drink. He named his drink after her. That was the joke in the movie, remember?
No.
Whatever. It's from Casino Royale.
I've only seen that once.
I think I'm going to call this a Vesper.
Vesper Lind.
Yeah, see? That's her.
Because it's evening prayers.
Oh.
After Venus.
I knew that. I was totally kidding.
My phone was calling you.
Calling me?
Yeah, but your phone's buried under blankets.
Is my phone even in here?
Yes. Hmm. Why do you not know where things are today?
I didn't go out. I didn't stay out late. I just, I guess I'm getting old. I can't drink like that.
Maybe
I
should have like a drink. You were drinking from 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
To past 8.
Oh, then I tried to sing karaoke at the place too. And I tried to do Princes of the Universe by Queen.
Yes.
And
then you cried.
I humiliated myself. I flipped the mic around and I handed it to them like a blade.
And said sorry.
Hoping they would stab me. And so I was like, I'm so terribly sorry that I've...
Like a samurai?
Sorry I ruined your black pie at the party. I gave him back the microphone. I was like, no, this is a terrible idea.
What did he try to sing?
Jesse? Nothing.
Oh,
he was smart enough to sit back. Well, the whole place turned into a karaoke bar.
Yeah.
Around like 7:30.
Yeah.
And we didn't see it coming. It just like kind of evolved around us.
That doesn't mean you have to do karaoke.
That doesn't even make sense what you just said. Don't have to do karaoke. Everyone needs karaoke.
I didn't say they don't, but you didn't have to if you're that drunk.
I didn't realize it until it was too late. I was like, here we are, oh no.
And you said that?
Yeah, I stopped mid-word. Oh no, this was a bad idea. Please take your microphone. He's like, I'll lower the note. I'll lower it for you. I was like, don't you insult me. I'm a good singer. And I gave him the microphone back and I ran like a little... I ran like that. Crying, arms flailing. And then it snowed.
It was snowing from 1 o'clock.
I didn't know. I was in the bar. I was in the restaurant. Drinking from the bar.
A German...
Yeah, the Schnitzel House.
I wouldn't call it a bar necessarily.
No, not at all. German restaurant. And they had a Simon Pegg marathon on. It was awesome. We got to see the end of Hot Fuzz and the entirety of The World's End.
This is not the Simon Pegg minute.
They have that.
I'm sure they do.
They have the Cornetto Trilogy minute.
I'm sure they do.
It's a good podcast. They started with Spaced.
I like Spaced.
Yeah, really, really good stuff.
But again, we're not talking about Blade Runner.
We're not? I thought we were. I thought that was the point of this podcast.
We haven't been for the last, like...
Well, you just went on a tangent about, like, karaoke's and... Drones.
It's fascinating.
Karaoke drones.
What do? They stop you in the middle of the street and shove a microphone at your mouth so you can sing?
Get back to business. Is that a lamp? That couch? A light in the
I
couch?
I like how he see, it's couch. You know, it makes sense that you're hungover.
What's that?
Because Harrison is drunk during this.
Oh, I did it. I'm a method podcaster. And, I did it so that
he really perks up during the Esper and like gets into it and really could see it. You'd think he's drunk. Like, what can he do? He carried over his whiskey bottle and his whiskey glass with the picture in his mouth, drunk. I thought he was definitely going to spill something. Pops open that bottle and that wet pop cork sound.
That's how you do it.
No, I can't do it.
Is that me? I stink.
I told you do. Jesus. You smell like meat and some kind of liquor. What kind of shots were you guys taking?
Just Jameson.
Oh, it's coming from your pores.
Whiskey and some kind of really, and some kind of, I asked him for the blackest beer he had. And he gave us some kind of
beer milkshake almost.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. 10 of those.
You drank like high octane beer last night.
Oh, yeah. We
Not
yeah.
like any like Coors Light or Bud.
No. Were... Waste my time.
Unless they want to sponsor us, then we love you, right?
I will never be sponsored by a light beer. I should not.
What about a pale ale?
Ugh. No, I don't know. I don't care.
IPAs.
At this rate, we're lucky to get sponsored by our moms.
Like nobody... Your mom gave money for this?
Your mom didn't?
My mom didn't.
I'm good.
Maybe someone's mom wants to. That would be nice.
I ain't be gotten no more notes.
So. Yeah, what's going on with you? You have these like full pages of notes, and then which is way more notes than I have, but you have nothing to say.
I probably skipped half of them because I'm just tired of focusing with my eyes.
Like I'm right tired. Now or, oh, yeah. or in life?
No, just now, just today. It's a rough day.
Your 44 looks like a 41.
Let's do 45 right now, and I'm going to perk up, and we'll pretend it's like a whole different day. We'll pretend like it was live.
Do you think they know that we record a whole bunch of these at one time?
Yeah, they're the times that we have the same bowl of popcorn for like 4 episodes in a row.
They just may think you eat
somebody
popcorn every day.
Somebody must have caught on to
put
that.
Put 2 and 2 together.
Somebody must have put 2 and 2 together and realized...
And realized I can only cut work so many times.
So I put 2 and 2 together there and I realized you're pissing me off.
I'm bunking off.
We're bunking off!
All right.
This whole episode's a bunk
so
off.
So this was an odd one. And I apologize.
No, I don't apologize.
I can apologize. Do you need to aloha more, Brian?
Half in the bag. Fuck movies.
For now.